This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We're very happy to say we have our first guest on the phone this morning. We're going to be talking to Aaron Collis about his brand new friend, or their friend show, Madonna Made Me Gay. Welcome to Joy, Aaron.
Good morning.
Hey.
Thank you for having me.
It's very good to finally get you on. How are you this morning?
This is probably the earliest I've been up on a Saturday for a long time. So it's quite nice, actually. It's a beautiful morning here in Adelaide. So.
Oh, Radelaide, as we call it, actually.
Radelaide,
here.
Yes.
Radelaide. Good old Radelaide.
Aaron, tell us all about the show, because it sounds phenomenal.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. So the show Madonna Made Me Gay has been a bit of an evolution of a show that I've been working on. It feels like forever. I kind of came up with it before the pandemic, and then it was going in a bit of a direction where I didn't know what theme it was. I wanted to tell some stories about my life and experiences, and I guess growing up with, you know, going through and being bullied at school and all that kind of stuff. And every time I sort of wrote the show or picked the songs, it always came back to Madonna. and it was like, she's always bookmarked my life since the beginning. And so the show is really, I guess, a bit of a celebration of Madonna and her impact on, you know, on me, but also the LGBT plus community, and also just, what I wanted to show with this show is that Madonna's sort of known for being controversial, and, you know, everyone kind of thinks about Madonna and, you know, her leotard or, you know, the sex book and all that kind of stuff. But I wanted to sort of dig a bit deeper and show that, you know, beneath all of that, she's actually a very, very talented musician and songwriter.
Oh. Aaron, I'm totally with you. I when I was growing up listening to Madonna, she was like part of the soundtrack to my youth as well. I think she's probably one of the best marketeers of our generation, because the Absolutely. Ability to reinvent and reestablish yourself is phenomenal. How have you chosen the songs that go into the show?
It was so tricky because, like, I've, you know, every one of her songs is so, you know, has such a meaning in my life. So I had to whittle it down. And again, the show started off being like 2 hours, and I said, I want to do 2 hours. Like, you know, it needs to be an hour sharp. And so basically I've kind of picked the songs, I guess, that are the most meaningful in my life. And I wanted to include a couple of, I guess, deep cuts in there that not many people have really, I guess, outside of the hits have been exposed to. So one of the songs in the show that was quite meaningful in my life was the song Jump from her Confessions album, which is one of my favourites. And again, that sort of gets, I guess, overlooked by, you know, Hung Up or Sorry. So, so I wanted to include a bit of an assortment. It kind of stops at the hard candy kind of album. So nothing really of the new Madonna, which, you know, is fabulous as well. Maybe I'll do another show with all the newer stuff. but this was a bit of a tricky task to pick the songs, but I think we've got a good assortment.
So tell me, and now we've got the songs covered, costumes, you've got to be courting some like basque or high heels or something for sure.
Absolutely, yes. No, you can't do a Madonna show without costumes. So and I've done sort of cabaret before, where I've done some Madonna numbers in the full costumes, and this show I've got a little bit of a teaser with some of the costumes. But what I wanted to do, I guess, for the majority of the show as well, is kind of strip it back to really showcase her music and her songs. But of course, there definitely is costumes, and the final couple of numbers. I won't give away the surprise, but I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised.
So when does the show actually kick off, mate, or is it already started?
It kicks off on the 11th of November, so it's only, I think it's 2 weeks to go now, as of yesterday.
Close.
So I'm quite nervous. I mean, this is the first time I've actually done a solo cabaret show. I've been part of a group called Two Brunettes and a Gay here in Adelaide for the past 10 years, which has been a lot of fun at the Fringe Festival. But this is my sort of first solo outing. So it's a bit nerve-wracking, but I'm looking forward to it. It's 11th and 12th of November, and it's part of the Feast Festival here in South Australia, the Pride Festival. So I have to keep telling people it's not a food festival, because people keep... Feast is like a food festival here, but it's our Pride Festival. So, yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
The imagery on the website is pretty special. That photo of you with how many bracelets, I have to ask? You've got so many.
I haven't counted how many bracelets there were, to be honest. I should do that, actually, after this. I might go and have a bit of a look and try and count.
It's a stunning photo. Now, I also noticed that they say it's, you know, they talk about the show, but they also say there's a heartwarming story along. So there's kind of the thread of, and I'm suspecting that's very much about you.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess this show sort of digs a bit deeper beneath the surface on my life and growing up. And I guess I grew up, you know, in the 90s, and my high school days were the peak of Eminem. So you can imagine how... Yeah. how scary it was, I guess, for me in particular, during that time, to not be out. And also, my mum, I lost her at, when I turned 19. So, and we shared a special bond for Madonna. So I kind of wanted to sort of touch on that as well, and make it a bit of a love letter to both Madonna, but my mum as well. So.
Oh, buddy, you're giving me goosebumps. Wow.
It sounds it's a beautiful story, Aaron.
Thank you. I think hopefully it, you know, connects with people, and people kind of, you know, go out of the show feeling that they know me a little bit more, but also come out feeling joyous. I want people to come out of the show thinking, you know what, it's been a good journey.
Wow, that's beautiful. Now, if people want to come along and see this, where's the best place for them to get tickets?
Best place to get tickets is feast.org.au. You can secure your tickets there. It's Friday the 11th of November and Saturday the 12th of November at a venue called Diversity, which is a fabulous cabaret venue in Grote Street here in the city. So, do check it out and come along and have some fun.
That's fantastic. Or you can just Google Madonna Made Me Gay and it'll come up on your search engine pretty, very fast.
Yeah, Aaron, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Good luck with the show, Madonna Made Me Gay, on at the Feast Festival in Adelaide. Best of luck with it.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.